Western oil companies operating in Libya are warning that they are about to be nationalized if Gaddafi remains in power. No wonder then that we are now hearing Zionist shills Obama and Hillary screeching out their latest slogan, Gaddafi must go. Forget about humanitarian concerns. It's all about oil, not humanity. You see, Gaddafi's threat to nationalize is nothing new. Nothing new at all. This past January, long before the turmoil, Gaddafi announced that oil companies operating in his country, like in Venezuela, might soon come under nationalization. Forbes magazine reported that America's ConocoPhillips, Marathon Oil, Occidental Petroleum, Hess, and Rothschild's Royal Dutch Shell were in a state of high anxiety. And now Britain's BP and France's Total are warning that Gaddafi might turn over their operations to China. The Jewish-owned press, the opinion maker of the Western world, is also opining that the prospect of Gaddafi seizing Western oil operations presents a new variable in the military attack on Libya. Bait and switch. What started as a humanitarian operation is now what it really always was, the battle for oil in Libya. And it's Zionist finance capital, Reed, Rothschild, Oppenheimer, Goldman Sachs, and the Fed that has the most to lose given its central role in international ventures. Libya is one of the world's largest oil producers, and ever since the Zionist invasion, oil prices have jumped to $120 a barrel, now headed for the $200 mark. This bodes ill for the American middle class, what's left of it, and for food prices, as transportation costs soar at the pump. But for the Zionist international network, extending from Jewish Wall Street to Rothschild's City of London to Sarkozy's Jewish-occupied Paris, once again, world events are feeding, I mean oiling, Rothschild, Zionist finance capital.